Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3320, and today's date is April 2nd, 2024, and the title of the episode is, Did the Deep State Project the Attack on the U.S.? Trump just countered the deep state election strategy. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now in trouble because the people now see the internals of the economy completely and utterly breaking down. And the people, they're not believing the narrative that the economy has been built up, it's better, and we're doing better than ever. Because remember, going back to when Trump was in the White House, people see a very big difference. Yes, Biden can talk all day and all night about how he brought inflation down, how he brought oil prices down, how the economy is better because he's creating jobs. But you need to remember one thing that's very important. He's talking about how he made the economy really bad with inflation, what, almost hitting 9% or so. Fuel prices going to $5, $6 a gallon. So he brought his highs down to where it is today, which is not good when you compare it to what to where Trump had it. Trump had inflation under 2%. He had fuel prices around $2 a gallon. Some places, they were under $2 a gallon. So when Biden talks about, hey, look how much better inflation is, well, remember, he brought it all the way up to 9%. Now he brought it down, and it's still higher than Trump. So the argument isn't working. The people aren't buying what they're selling, and that's why I do believe they needed the bridge incident to actually deflect and put everything onto the bridge saying that is the problem. Because what do we see happening right now? We see inflation picking up. We see oil prices starting to move up. And yes, they can't announce that it's the economy is failing because of the bridge right now. They got to wait a couple of months, and they'll blame it on the bridge. This way, it makes it a lot easier to bring in the next person because now you have a cover story. That's what the deep state, the central bank, likes to do. They like to have a cover story and blame it on everything else except themselves. So when you look at house prices right now, house prices are declining. And it's going to get worse as time goes on. Actually, we're very close to 2008, 2009, which means we're heading in that same direction. Wall Street Silver on X put this out and said, medium home prices are in sharp decline according to the data. And he's absolutely right. When you look at it, we're very, very close to 1970, 2008, and here we are in 2024, and we're very, very close to what happened when we had recessions. And I do believe it's going to get a lot worse as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And when you look at oil prices, well, it looks like they are now moving up and it's going to get a lot worse because, again, we know what's happening here. They're trying to bring us into the Green New scam. They don't want to use fossil fuels. We know that inflation is picking up. And yes, this is all going to happen right before the presidential elections. The Kobisi letter on X put this out and said, oil prices have officially broken $85 for the first time since October 2023. Since the December 2023 low, oil prices are up over 25% as geopolitical tensions have escalated. This comes as PPI, CPI, and PCE inflation all posted year-over-year increases in February. Demand forecasts are being raised and supply disruptions risks continue to rise. Higher oil prices are simply just the new normal in the post-pandemic world. The fight against inflation is far from over. And yes, we're going to see inflation continually move up. We're going to see oil prices continually move up. And when you have both of them together, people realize there's major, major problems in the economy. And throughout this entire period, what do we see? We see the top 1%, they're getting wealthier and wealthier because the people below them are getting poorer and poorer. The Kobisi letter on X put this out and said, total wealth held by the top 1% of Americans is now at a record $44.6 trillion. This means that the top 1% of Americans now control 30% of all wealth in the U.S. In the fourth quarter of 2023 alone, the top 1% saw their net worth increase by $2 trillion as the stock market soared. Since 2020, the wealth of the top 1% has risen almost $15 trillion. That's a 50% increase in just 3 years, all as affordability has hit record lows. The wealth gap is widening. And yes, people are definitely realizing this. They're understanding that there's major, major problems in the economy, and people are seeing it all over the place. If you look out in Canada, they're having a very difficult time. They're having a little bit more difficult time than here in the United States, but people are still having a very difficult time here in the United States. Remember, it happens out in Europe, out in Canada, the emerging markets. It happens there first, and then it all comes back to the United States. And I do believe in the end, the people, well, they're going to see it all happen as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And when you look at the federal budget, well, it doesn't matter what they do at this point. It's not going to make a difference because what are they going to cut? They're going to cut what? $1 trillion? They're going to cut $800 billion? How long will it take to get everything under control? Think about when corporations or even everyday people, their households, when you can't pay for the debt anymore, does it matter what you cut anymore or do you really have to default? I do believe we're approaching that period of time where we have to default unless we can miraculously all of a sudden bring in huge amounts of currency to actually pay all this down. So those are the two situations right there. E.J. Antoni put this out and said, the federal budget is on a collision course with Alcimedes. Most of the spending is on autopilot and will continue to grow out of control, even if Congress cuts discretionary spending to the bone. I don't think we can inflate our way out of this by devaluing the dollar further. Much of that mandatory spending is indexed to inflation. We don't have the money for green energy boondongles or more welfare or to pay off corrupt oligarchs in Ukraine or to give to Israel. We don't even have the money to lend. The bill is coming due, and today's moves in the bond market indicate we have not much time. And yes, it looks like things are getting worse and worse as time goes on. Wall Street Silver responded to this and said, This graph really points out what a disaster our Congress is in their budgets. The mandatory spending in the budget, Social Security, Medicare, and other social programs, is growing and will consume 100% of the budget in a few years. Congress is politically unable to change these programs. Interest on the debt is also out of control. It has to be paid. Discretionary spending is defense and everything else. It is going to get squeezed out. And yes, this system that we're in today, that the central bank created, it does not work. It breaks down over time. And that's what people are seeing right now. And yeah, it's getting worse and worse. And actually, Balaji put this out on X and asked a simple question. How do you go bankrupt? Gradually, then suddenly. Elon Musk responded to that and said, yep, that's how it works. And that's exactly how it's going to work. But as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, you know, the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they got to pump everything up just to keep everything working. But I do believe the slush fund is going to run out right before the election. It's amazing how that is timed perfectly. And we know that the Fed, they're going to have to do something to prop the entire system up so they can actually fool the people into thinking that the economy is doing a lot better than it really is. And I do believe they're prepared and ready to do this. Actually, out of Yahoo News, they had a story that the Fed, their cuts will be deeper than the market expects when they begin. So they increase the rates very, very quickly. They're going to have to cut very, very quickly. And I do believe they're going to do this to actually try to prop up the market the best I can. Because if their slush fund is running out and the market's going to take a dive, they're going to need something to actually try to prop it up. And they're going to have to give banks and everything else easy money by allowing them to borrow at very, very low rates. So I think they're going to cut quite a bit. They're going to tell the banks, listen, we need you now to pump up the market just enough to make it over the presidential election. And even if they postpone the presidential election, they'll probably try to blame it all on Trump anyhow. So right now, the Federal Reserve, it looks like they're going to do something out of the ordinary. And John Hancock Investments Management, co-chief investment strategist Emily Rowland, well, she said the following. One thing that's a little bit different than what you may be hearing is that once the Fed does start to cut, we think those cuts are going to be a lot more severe than investors anticipate. In fact, if you look back at the last five Fed rate cutting spending cycles, the Fed cuts on average 17 times. Usually there's something wrong when the Fed is cutting. So that's something we would be thinking about as investors today. So if you look back in 2006, 2007, they raised their rates very high, took them a while. I think they started in 2004. I think they peaked around 2006 or so, late 2006. And then when they cut the rates, they cut them drastically and they cut them really, really deep, and they brought them down very, very quickly, which I do believe they're going to do the same exact thing. They're going to do the same thing to try to pump everything up. But I think in the end, the way everything is today with the amount of debt and everything that they've been doing, I think this is going to backfire on them, and it's not going to work the way they think it's going to work. I think they're going to crash the market. Now, we might see it pump up, and then we might see it drop down. We might see a dead cat bounce. But I do believe in the end it's going to crash, because remember, if they're going to do this in August, September, they're going to try to pump this up, because remember, this is the last leg of the election, and I don't even think Biden's going to be running in this election. I do believe they're going to have that change of batter come in, and this way the change of batter is going to say, hey, look, the market's because of what we're doing right now. The economy's falling apart. That's because of the bridge. But don't worry, we can build this up. We can do what we need to do to get the economy rolling again. And I do believe they're going to try to do all of this to make it look good. But in the end, I do believe it's all going to fail, and it's going to completely and utterly backfire on them. But one thing for sure is that if they decide to do this, we most likely will see gold start to surge. And gold prices, they surged to a record high of $2,200 or so an ounce. And central banks right now, they're buying gold at a record pace. So if they're going to make a rate cut, which they did in 2006, 2007, going into 2008, what happened when the market came down and we hit the recession? All of a sudden, gold started to shoot up. Remember when it hit like 1900 plus? Then the paper market, the Fed, the deep state players, they used the paper market to bring the gold price way, way down. So I do believe this time around, they will completely and utterly lose control and gold will most likely surge. And I think Bitcoin is also going to surge. I think the alternative currencies, even silver and other things, they're going to surge like crazy because people, they're going to look for a safe haven. Because once they see this happening, they're going to start to realize, yeah, there's a major problem here. This doesn't look good whatsoever. And you can see it's already happening with gold. It's already happening with Bitcoin. And yes, will the deep state players, the central bank, will they try to regain control over all this? They will try, but I think it's going to be too late for them. And I think everything's going to be completely out of their control. And I think this is when Trump and the Patriots, this is when they're going to use this leverage to their advantage. Remember what Trump has been saying. He's going to be turning this entire economy around. We're going to drill like crazy, which means we're going to actually have a huge influx of cash coming into the United States. And I do believe that is what's going to save the economy from completely and utterly crashing. And I do believe by him changing the regulations, removing the regulations and making deals, I do believe he's going to be able to bring industry back very, very quickly. And I do believe he's going to do all of this and then tell the people, listen, we were able to get the economy to bounce back right now. And what we need to do is we need to take this to the next step. And I think the people at this point in time, they will be completely with Trump because they know who the liars are. They know who's been gaslighting them. And they know that the Fed, the Treasury, the Biden administration, they're the ones who actually crashed the economy. And this is not just going to happen here in the United States. This is going to happen worldwide because the rest of the countries, they're going to be looking at the United States. What direction is the United States going to go in? What are they going to do? And I do believe once they see the direction of the United States and the direction that Trump is taking and the people are taking, this is when the rest of the world is going to follow along. They're not going to listen to their installed leaders. They're going to actually start to make major, major changes in their countries, just like we've seen in Argentina, just like we're seeing it out in El Salvador. Now we're seeing that Canada is now making moves and working against Trudeau. We see out in Turkey, we see the people in Turkey are now pushing against Erdogan. And I do believe this is going to continue because we see it in many other countries. We see it out in the Netherlands. We see it in France. We see it in Spain. And I do believe this is going to continue. And as this continues, the world is going to change. And I do believe the world is going to be with what the United States does, what Trump does. And by having the world with the Patriots, I do believe we will be able to move away from the private what's the central bank and in the end actually destroy the private what's the central bank system. And I do believe the people are going to see a world that they have never seen before. I mean, if you were alive before 1913, you might have seen it. But I do believe people are going to see an economy like no other economy. And people are going to say, wow, why did we even have a central bank? Why did we allow them to do this, to keep us in debt, to keep us poor, to keep us working, to keep us enslaved in their system? Because I do believe when the people see this new economy, they're never, ever going to want to go back to the central bank economy. And this will be the end of the central bank. Now, that doesn't mean down the line they will try to come back, because remember, the deep state players, yes, we might get rid of them. They might hide in the shadows, but eventually they always make their way out of the shadows to try to take over. And this is why we have to tell the story over and over and over, where people must understand that never, ever allow the central bank. Now, when we tell the story, we can say, listen, the United States had the first central bank. Congress didn't renew their charter. We had a second central bank. Andrew Jackson ran on the platform of getting rid of it. We had the third central bank, and President Trump destroyed the third central bank. So that should tell you everything you need to know. We had three of them, and each time we had to get rid of them to make the economy great. And I do believe when we tell this story and we explain why the central bank doesn't work, I think the people will get it, they'll understand it, and we need to keep that story going over many, many generations. And I do believe we can do this and we can keep the central bank back, But first, we got to get out of it. And I do believe we're in the process of doing this right now. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, it looks like they are now projecting out what they're going to do as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And we could see that they've been putting out movies, letting everyone know that, look, there's going to be a cyber attack, because they put out a Netflix movie called Leave the World Behind, and there was a cyber attack. And what's very interesting, a cargo ship was cyber attacked, it ran aground, and all of a sudden we had a cargo ship lose power, and it went right into a bridge. That's very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that there are problems in Cuba and many other places, and they're calling it the Havana Syndrome, where there's this sound or some type of sonic weapon that makes people feel ill. Now, what's very interesting about this is that there was something like that in the movie Leave the World Behind, where all of a sudden people heard a noise and people started to double over. Now, what's very interesting about that is now 60 Minutes is running a story about this weapon, which is very interesting. Now, once again, it is the fake news, but they are blaming it on Russia, and they're saying, oh, yes, this is something that is real. Now, are they projecting out there that they're going to be using something like this on the United States? Because go back to the movie. It's very interesting that they've been talking about a cyber attack. The World Economic Forum said there was going to be a cyber attack. And what happens if they decide to use this on the American people? Doesn't kill them. It just makes them feel strange. It makes them double over. What happens if that's the attack on the American people? Remember, we're approaching war right now. War is going to continually build up. I do believe it's going to get a lot worse as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And what happens if the deep state players decide to use this invisible weapon to make people feel sick and say it's from Russia? Would people be very concerned? Would people go, holy crap, look what's happening here? If it happened to a couple of towns? Yeah, it would. Now, couple that with a cyber attack, because this is what happened in the movie. which I find very, very interesting. And remember, there's another movie that's coming out, which is showing that the United States is in a civil war. Isn't this what the deep state always wanted? A civil war? So I do believe they're projecting out into the ether of what they're going to try to do here as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that they're going to try to do all these different things. And again, what is this really going to do? This is going to wake up the people. Remember, you have on one side, Biden administration, the fake news, the corrupt politicians saying we must go to war. Russia's attacking us. You're going to have on the other side, Trump, the Patriots saying, no, we can have peace. All you got to do is elect me and we can have peace in 24 hours. Now, as this builds up, I do believe people are going to choose peace in the end, even though they can't stand Trump. And I'm talking about the D's right now. Actually, they're probably going to like him a lot better than the other people who are pushing war. And we could see that war now is building up in the Middle East because of what happened out in Syria with Israel and Iran. And we can see that they're now bringing in this story about this weapon. And I do believe they're actually pushing all this. But what's very interesting is we get closer and closer to the presidential election. We know the deep state players, they're going to actually come up with all different types of tactics to try to cheat, to try to manipulate the elections any way they possibly can, and most likely have a change of batter. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're prepared for all of this, because I do believe what's going to happen is the economy is going to fall apart. People are already looking at Biden saying he can't even make it to the second term. And it doesn't look like he has the ability to actually be the resident. So I do believe what they're going to do, and that's why they had the bridge incident. They're going to try to blame the economy on the bridge. This will allow the change of batter to come in. They'll have a cover story, and they'll try to pump up Michelle Obama. If you notice, there's been polls now showing that Michelle Obama is polling the same as Biden. And there's a reason why they're doing all of this, because they know that this is coming. So they're building this up right now. And I do believe what they might try to do, maybe they'll do this with Biden first, or maybe they'll wait until the change of batter. But I do believe they are saving Taylor Swift for the right moment to endorse these candidates. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have something that is going to counter all of this. And this is going to be very, very interesting, because I do believe Trump, he's been countering their election strategy from the very, very beginning. Remember, the military knows exactly how they cheated. The military understands that they're going to try to cheat again, or they're going to try to postpone the election. They already know that there's going to be a change of batter. We were told about this a long time ago. And now with all the evidence about Biden's treasonous crimes, since that is all coming out, and people know about the shell companies, people know about how he's accepting money from foreign governments, and he doesn't really sell anything except the secrets of the United States. Hunter Biden is guilty. People know that the laptop now is real, and the intelligence idiots, they lied about it. So this is all falling apart for them. And I do believe as the pedophilia information continually comes out and people learn about the honeypots and people learn about Epstein Island, people learn about who has gone down there, I do believe everything that they have put into place is going to completely implode on them. And this is going to be very, very tough for them in the end. This is why I do believe in the end they won't be able to have the elections. And I do believe this is why they are now planning and getting ready to postpone the elections, because think about it. Wire just came out with information about who has been traveling to Epstein Island. They've been tracking all the phones that people are carrying, and they know where all these people have come from, how many times they've been to the island, where they went on the island. And in the end, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And really think about it. This information is being tripped out. People learned about Nygaard, Nexium, Weinstein, Wexner, and they are learning about Diddy. They're learning about all the people that are connected to Diddy. They already knew about Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein. And when you start to put all this together and you start to see who has been working with them and who visits the island and where they get the girls or the boys and everything else, this is going to be very, very difficult for them in the end. And it looks like, even though they try to cover up everything where they, you know, cemented in the tunnels on Epstein Island, that is not going to work for them, because, again, there were phones present on the island. And you know people like to take pictures. And where do you think these pictures went? really think about it for a sec. We'll be talking about all of this in a little while. But first, let's talk about what happened out in Florida, because the Florida Supreme Court right now, they just ruled on abortion, and the ruling is 6-1, and they are upholding the 15-week abortion ban and allows Heartbeat Protection Act to take effect, protecting unborn children with a heartbeat. So once again, it looks like the deep state players, they're having a little bit of a problem, and their entire mission to get everyone to allow everyone to have an abortion, well, it looks like it's completely and utterly falling apart, because we know what they do with the baby parts. We know what they are really doing with the black community. And once again, their entire agenda, their entire narrative is completely and utterly falling apart right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that the deep state players, they are continually bringing in illegals into this country. Yes, they're going to be using them for chaos. Yes, they're going to try to use them for the election. Yes, they want to replace the American people. They're trying to do all of these things. But in the end, I do believe it's going to fail. But look what they've been doing with Florida and Texas. They're trying to actually transform Florida and Texas because, again, they can't have Florida and Texas vote for Trump. So they need to bring in their foot soldiers, their illegals who are not part of this country whatsoever, and bring them into these states and actually try to transition the states into what they want. So Wall Street Silver put this out and said some 347,000 migrants allowed into secretive system fly directly to airports in Florida and Texas, with Florida receiving the vast majority of the 325,000. The Biden administration is destroying this country. And that's absolutely true. They are destroying this country. But you know that Trump and the Patriots, they're not going to allow the illegals to vote. Because again, I do believe the deep state players, they're going to try to cheat. They can't use the mail-in ballots. That whole thing is falling apart on them. They don't have a virus. Yes, they're going to try to say there's other diseases. And yes, we have to be careful. We have to say, but all of that's not going to work. I do believe the people are now hardened against all of this because they saw what happened with COVID. So I think in the end, what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to use the illegals to actually send in the mail-in ballots. But again, they're going to realize that it's not enough. They don't have enough of the states doing this. And in the end, I do believe they're going to try to actually shut down the elections to make, you know, to make it seem like we can't have the elections right now. Because remember, the only reason they would do that is to stay in power. And you could see that this is one of the reasons why they won't be leaving the White House. Remember, they projected this all out there saying that Trump wouldn't leave the White House, but actually it's going to be them. But you could see as they bring in more and more illegals, they need places to keep these people. And this individual on TikTok has a very interesting conspiracy theory, or maybe it's the truth, letting everyone know how they're going to house all of these people. Wall Street Apes put this up on X and says, the homes that BlackRock has been purchasing, a huge amount in New York, being set up to house illegal immigrants. Each home will average bringing in $150,000 per month to house illegals. New York just declared that they're going to pay homeowners $125 a day to house a migrant, $125 a day per migrant per bedroom, and at $3,750 per migrant, that means that the property will now be bringing in $15,000 a month. You all want to come with me down another rabbit hole of how the U.S. government is using private industry to F over the American people? This is going to be a quick video, but I wanted to put it out because I want to hear what people think. The basic gist is that the United States government is using BlackRock to permanently house all the illegal immigrants they've been letting in. So you know how companies like BlackRock have been buying up large amounts of the single-family real estate, and a lot of the properties that they bought are in the state of New York, and New York just declared that they're going to pay homeowners about $125 a day to house the migrants. $125 a day per migrant per bedroom, that means the taxpayers of New York are going to be paying $3,750 per migrant per month. Now think about all those houses that BlackRock bought. Let's say they got a four-bedroom. That means they can house four migrants. And at $3,750 per migrant, that means the property would now be bringing in $15,000 a month. And if any of those migrants have a family, that's additional money on top of that. And BlackRock doesn't have to worry because the money is guaranteed by the government in New York. You have to think so far in Biden's presidency, anywhere from 12 to 15 million illegals have crossed over. And then because of all the incentive programs that New York created, you enter this country illegally, you'd have to be stupid not to go to New York. You're going to get paid. You're going to get fed. You're going to get housed, all for the price of either a bus trip up there, or maybe you can catch one of those flights that Biden's sending under everyone's radar. So it looks like they have figured out a way to house all of these people that have illegally come into this country. Actually, the tyrannical government are now importing their army. They're invading this country. But people are fighting back. The people out in Chicago, they've had enough. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, Chicago is no longer asleep. Residents destroys Committee on Immigrant and Refugee Rights. We have an administration that is run by criminals who hate America. I like to start off with something Edward Snowden, a whistleblower, once said. He said, when exposing a crime is treated as committing a crime, you are being ruled by criminals. Everyone in this room recognizes that's what's happening surrounding the nonstop influx of illegal aliens is criminal. Everyone recognizes that something evil is among us, and Americans are not ready for the fundamental impacts this will have. In fact, we can't even fathom it because we've never seen anything like this, right? Never. We have an administration that is run by criminals who hate America. Yes, that is why they protect these criminals. Yes, police have been instructed from above to not mess with them, right? So no matter what these criminal aliens do, they've always going to be released. It's not an accident. This is by design. So the people, they are waking up. They know that the tyrannical government hates them. They know that they're criminals. They know that they're supporting criminals. I mean, you think the people now understand? You think this is going to work in the favor of the deep state? No. This is all going to backfire. This is what the deep state realizes, actually, if you really think about it. This is why they're invading this country. Remember, they're invading the country to take it over because this is how much they hate the people. If the people aren't going to be on their side, that means the people then are against them, which means they can't count on the people to follow what they're saying, and they need to bring in their foot soldiers to force the people. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN into what they want. And yes, criminals hire criminals. But we can see out in Texas, the Texas National Guard, they have now taken control of the El Paso border, and now they're putting up razor wire and new fencing, new anti-climb fences, and they are now protecting that area. So basically, they're doing everything the Biden White House doesn't want them to do. And in the end, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the Biden administration, because, again, they're going to have to then fly the people over the border and into this country. And when people see this, the people are going to go, wait a minute, you're actually picking up your criminals and now dropping them in the country? And this is completely illegal. This is against the Constitution. And the people, this is what they're seeing. They're seeing the invasion. They're seeing it firsthand. What do you think these people are going to do? You think they're going to go get a job and be upstanding citizens? No. They're the ones who are going to be causing the chaos. They're criminals. But again, all of this is falling apart for the Biden administration. It's falling apart for Obama, for the deep state, because every step of the way, everything is being exposed. The more the people know, the more the people see it, the more the people can then fight back against it. And it's already working out in Chicago. It's working in New York. The people are fed up. Because again, how in the world are you going to take back the country if you don't see the system, if you don't see the criminals, if you don't see what they're actually doing and how they're trying to destroy the country and how they completely hate all of us? You would never take back the country. That's why the people needed to see this. The people also needed to see the human trafficking, the child trafficking, and the pedophilia network. Because when you put those people that are treasonous and you put it together with all that, it forms an incredible, clear picture of these people are truly evil. Liz Crokin put this out and said, fake anti-trafficking advocate Ashton Kutcher expects subpoena in Diddy's child trafficking probe. Ashton Kutcher is reportedly expecting a subpoena over his longtime good friend Diddy's sex trafficking probe, months after the fake anti-trafficking advocate was slammed for his convicted rapist best pal Danny Masterson. It should be noted that Kutcher attended many of Diddy's parties, and it's been alleged that sexual abuse, including child sex trafficking, took place at his bashes. Last year, Kutcher wrote a positive pre-sentencing hearing letter for his convicted rapist friend Danny Masterson in an attempt to get him a light sentence. Kutcher, who laughably found the anti-trafficking organization Thorn, which he resigned from after the Masterson scandal, had the gall to testify before Congress in 2017 pretending to be an anti-child sex trafficking activist with crocodile tears, and all before blowing John McCain a kiss. Side note, McCain also ran a fraudulent charity, the McCain Institute, pretending to combat child trafficking. Below is a photo of Kutcher and Diddy at a fundraiser for Madonna's charity Raising Malawi. The organization allegedly helps vulnerable African children. Last year, the Ethiopian World Federation asked Malawi President Chakwera to investigate Madonna's charity, Raising Malawi, and to restrict her and her associates' access to children until an investigation is done into child sex trafficking and other areas. Are you noticing the pattern yet? There are celebrities, politicians, and many other elites who run sketchy and or fraudulent charities that pretend to combat child sex trafficking, all while they're close friends with rapists, pedophiles, and are sex traffickers. Time to wake up, people. Stop worshiping false idols. And she's absolutely right. And she's done an incredible job investigating the entire network. And now it's all coming out, which is very, very interesting. Green Lives Matter put this out on X and said, rapper Ali Vegas elaborated on gay black male contracts implemented in the music industry circa 2018. This seems extremely relevant now that we know that Diddy was blackmailing all these musicians in the industry. The idols that people worship and celebrate are compromised and perverts. Diddy and Epstein are only the tip of the iceberg. They need something to hold over you so they could always bring you down. A lot of these rappers be girlfriends, be the bigger players. How did he get so big so quick? He got dug in literally. So all of these individuals, they are now compromised. There's a lot of honeypots, I do believe, around this country. And now we're seeing it all unfold. Now, what's very interesting is that Wired Magazine, they decided to track all the cell phones. They pinged them. They got the data. They went back in time. They got the information, just like 2000 Mules, when we had Catherine Engelbrecht they decided to go back and look at the cell data, and they were able to track the mules, and they knew exactly where they went. The data is very, very accurate. So Wired went back in time, and they started to track the visitors to Epstein's private island. And there are maps, and it shows all the people on the island, and there's a lot of people on the island. And they also show where they came from, and they show from all the different areas where they flew to, how they took certain boats, they took a plane, and they were able to get to the island. So that is very interesting. And also, it shows how many times the people visited the island. Most people just didn't visit once. They came back over and over and over again. That tells you everything you need to know. So think about it. Epstein Island, we know that Epstein was trying to cover up everything on the island, and there were people on the island destroying evidence. But think about what the cell phone data shows us right now. It shows us that these people went to the island with their phones. It shows us that most likely they took pictures there, right? That's very interesting, because if we go back to post 3,220, March 26, 2019, very interesting that this is coming up right now. It says sometimes it's good to go back once you've gone forward. So yeah, we went back, we got the cell data, now we can go forward. Then let's go to post 999, April 3rd, 2018. Why is Epstein spending $29 million to bury the tunnels underneath the temple on Epstein Island? Problem? Phones were allowed in. These people are stupid. So this is from 2018. Phones were allowed in. Now with Wired, it shows us that yes, phones were allowed in. They were on the island. Were they filming certain things? Did they take them down into the tunnels? I'm sure there's pictures someplace, and I do believe the Patriots probably have them. And yes, we might see them very, very soon. Remember, there was also CCTV cameras all over the place, because how do you blackmail the people? So if you have the phone data and you have the cameras, well, then you can basically put them both together and show, look, this stuff isn't fake. It's real, because one actually proves the other one is true. And I do believe this is going to be a huge problem for the deep state players. Now you understand why you have Rob Reiner, you have all these other people out there screaming and yelling at Trump, because they have the most to lose. Because, again, how many times do you think these people might have visited the island? Probably multiple times. You think they're a little panicked right now? You think they're a little bit worried? Because remember, when Trump gets back in, people are going to see quite a bit. And they're afraid of what is going to happen. And again, they're going to try to shut down all of this, because again, they don't want this information out there. So will they try to shut down communications? Most likely. In the end, when this evidence comes out, they will try to shut things down. And we could see with True Social going public and merging with DWAC, True Social now has a lot of money. Devin Nunes puts this out on Truth. He's pointing to Just the News, and it says True Social has $200 million after merger to finance expansion. So what do you think they're going to do? They're going to ramp up coders. They're going to start to really add a lot of different functions to the platform. They're going to harden the platform. They're going to get prepared for what is coming. And they could do this very, very quickly. So we're going to have Rumble. We're going to have X. We're going to have True Social. And all of this is going to go up against the deep state player social media platforms. And this is why the deep state has been trying to go after X with everything that they have. Because, again, it's a very big platform. A lot of people use it. And what's very interesting is that the e-safety commissioner out in Australia demanded a post should be taken down or deleted. And basically, X said, yeah, we're not going to be doing this. And right now, X, they faced an $800,000 fine if it did not remove a post written by a Canadian man, Chris Elston, in which he misgendered and made disparaging remarks about an Australian citizen. Now Elon's platform is suing the eSafety Commissioner over free speech. So this all backfired on Australia, and it doesn't look like it's going too well for them. Now out in Scotland, we know they went ahead and they put together their hate speech law, which the people aren't going along with. Actually, they're protesting out in Scotland. And Michael Schellenberger puts this out and said, the Scots are fighting back. The world is watching. And the people, they're pissed off and angry. And it looks like this entire law, the Hate Speech Act, is completely backfiring on them. David Atherton put this out on X. It seems Huzma Yusuf's Hate Speech Act has completely backfired on thousands have reported his notorious hate white speech from the 20th of February of 2023. You can either dial 101 or fill in the form here. And it looks like the bluff is now called. The police in Scotland won't charge J.K. Rowling over trans comments. And the author, J.K. Rowling, vows to stand with any woman who calls a man. This whole thing is completely going down the toilet right now. Yes, they're trying to implement this. Yes, they're trying to push it. But you think the people are going to take this? Absolutely not. Just like they didn't take the vaccine passports. You see, again, this is not working in the best interest of the people. It's working against them. It's only working for a very tiny little group. And it's working for the government, the tyrannical government of all these different areas. So if the people counter their narrative, well, that's hate speech, so we're going to arrest you. So they're going to have to arrest the entire country. I think that's really what they want to do in the end, if you really think about it. They want to put all the people in jail because, again, they hate the people. They don't like what they stand for. And you could see out in Turkey, it's not going too well, and the people are really pissed off at Erdogan because, listen, they don't want him anymore. The country is a complete and utter disaster. Inflation is very, very high. And the people out in Turkey, they're pissed off and they're angry. It's all backfiring on them right now. And it's going to get worse and worse because the people aren't going to stand for this. I do believe you're going to see protests out in Canada against Trudeau. You think things are all of a sudden going to get better out in Trudeau? People are going to be able to, you know, make a living and afford the food? No, it's going to get worse. And if he keeps pushing the agenda of the deep state, the World Economic Forum, well, the people are going to say, you know something, we reached the precipice. We're fighting back. We had enough. You're out of here. This is why he's losing so many seats in Canada right now. This is going to happen in France. It's going to happen in Spain. We see it already happening in Turkey. It happened in Argentina. This is going to spread all over the place. What do you think is going to happen in Scotland to all these installed people since they've been pushing this hate speech act? This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them, just like it's a complete and utter disaster for Iran. It looks like Israel is doing exactly what Trump did, removing certain generals that were involved in all the different war activities, instructing terrorists. Wall Street Silver put this out and said the following. Israel kills top Iranian commander General Mohammad Zahedi. This general was in charge of all war activities across the Middle East. That is very, very interesting. But the Iranian Foreign Ministry, they have reportedly delivered an important message to the United States through the Swiss embassy regarding what they claim to be their role in the illegal Israeli attack on the Iranian embassy in the Syrian capital of Damascus. So this is becoming very, very interesting. And it looks like war is now definitely building out in the Middle East. But I think what Trump and the Patriots, what they're doing here is they're removing all of these people, just like Trump removed their top war general. And I do believe, yes, war is going to build up, but in the end, when Trump is elected, he's going to have peace. Because again, what is this all about? This is about removing the threats. This is about showing the people. This is about waking the people up and showing who the warmongers are and showing who the peacemakers are. And I do believe people are going to see this very, very clearly as we move forward. The other thing that people are seeing right now is that everything the deep state is doing, they have flipped the script and now they have made white people the only people you can discriminate against now. Think about why they did this. Because what they've done is they've taken a race, the black race, and they said, look what the white people have done to you. They built the country on slavery. They kept you down. Everything that you see here has to do with slavery. So you need to go after the white people. This is what the deep state does. They pick a race, they build them up, they make up these fake stories to try to push their race war. And you can see this is exactly what they're doing. Actually, out in UC Berkeley, UC Berkeley is accused of systematic racism after banning white people from California Community Farm co-owned by the university on Saturdays. Libs of TikTok responded to this and said, so anti-racist that they're racist against white people. White people are the only group you're allowed to discriminate against. So once again, they picked the black population on purpose. It's because they could use the race and the slavery card to convince people that the U.S. should be destroyed and the Constitution should be removed because it all revolves around racism and slavery. All of this is false, of course, but they needed the people to do this. So if you look at all the people, you see the white people, Antifa and everything, they're all on board with this type of narrative. And this is why they're going after all the statues. This is why they took down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They're pushing this and they want to push this very hard because remember, what do they want to do to this country in the end? They wanted to make it into a third world country. They want the Constitution removed. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. They want all of this destroyed. Actually, those people that are part of Antifa and those people that are marching, you know, for Hamas, they tell you straight out, America needs to be destroyed. Actually, Trump is showing everyone, look what they're doing. They're turning this country into a third world country. But as they're removing all the statues, we have Representative Guy Reschenthaler. He's moving to rename the Dulles Airport after Trump. Hey, that would be pretty darn amazing if we did this. I do believe in the end, when all's said and done, I do believe Trump is probably going to get a monument, probably in D.C., or maybe they'll even carve his face into Mount Rushmore. Because again, he took every sling and arrow. He went up against the deep state, which is the tyrannical government, and he got the people behind him. And we fought the Second Revolutionary War. I do believe that's what he's going to be remembered as, the president that fought against the tyrannical government and won the Second Revolutionary War. And I do believe the people are going to honor him in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you can see the deep state players, they're not just using the black community. They're also using the trans community to basically push their agenda and actually say that, hey, we're on your side, we're all for you, so you could do whatever you want in this country. And we won't arrest you. We won't do anything, just like the illegals. And this is why you could see the deep state players out there always saying that we will protect you. But if you're going to protect one, you're going to harm another. And this is exactly what we're seeing. I mean, look what's happening out in Wisconsin. Charlie Kirk put this out on X and said, Tony Evers, Wisconsin's Democrat governor, has just vetoed a bill that would have protected young girls by mandating kids play sports according to their biological sex. He'd rather your daughter was beat up and injured by a boy in a dress than offend someone's feelings. And he's absolutely right. So basically, they're signing this to protect the trans movement while they're going to hurt the girls and the women, the true girls and the true women. So they're going to protect this little group and give them permission to hurt girls and women. And they're okay with this. That should tell you everything you need to know. But since they went ahead and they made March 31st Trans Visibility Day, this is completely backfiring on them. And by the way, yes, Easter just so happened to fall on March 31st. But I do believe this was already known because, again, you know when Easter is going, when it's going to fall, what day it's going to fall on. And you know it all the way up to what, 2099? Actually, Easter doesn't fall on March 31st until 2086. That's the next time this happens. So someone knew that this was going to fall on Easter when they implemented this day in 2021, if you really think about it. Now, it could have been the good guys or the bad guys to show people, look, they really don't care about your religion. They don't really care. But this is completely backfiring on them. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, Democrats now have yet another problem. Trans Visibility Easter somehow coincidentally landed on one of the central holidays of Christianity, which Gallup says is 68% of the U.S. population, while 71% say the region is important, 45% very important. What a stupid move. And it was a stupid move. Now, again, why was this done? Why did they pick March 31st? Because they knew, or maybe the good guys knew, that it would fall on Easter right before the elections. Isn't that interesting? Because remember, this is about having the people fight for their freedom. You're fighting for the freedom of speech. You're fighting for the freedom of press. You're fighting to have the freedom to own a weapon. You're fighting the freedom to be secure in your home and your personal items. And you're fighting for the freedom to have whatever religion you want. And this is what people now are recognizing. The people can see it. And the people, they're really awake right now. And this is just going to get worse and worse for the deep state players, because as time goes on, you're going to see a lot of the D's start to wake up. Just wait. Wait, because we know there's events heading our way. We know they've already said out in Niagara Falls there's a state emergency. Now, it doesn't mean there's going to be an event on that exact day when the solar eclipse happens. And again, the solar eclipse has nothing to do with it. I do believe they tell you these things because around that period of time, something might happen. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen on the day when they, you know, talk about the Super Bowl, they talk about other things. It usually happens maybe a couple days later, because when people see nothing happen, they go, oh, see, nothing happened. And then 2-3 days later, all of a sudden you have a shooting, because still there's a group of people that are still there. They didn't leave, and it's a much smaller group. And I think it's a little bit more controllable, but we'll have to see what happens. Maybe they'll do something else. Maybe nothing will happen. But again, you know that they're planning for events, because again, they're getting desperate. That's the only reason they have events, because they need to scare the people into doing what they want them to do. And if they were in complete and utter control and people believe the narrative, the people would just do what they wanted. But the people don't believe it, so they need to use events to actually convince them. But the people are so awake right now that these events are not working. Just like it's not working where they're going after Trump, where they have all these indictments. Remember, the main goal for them is to convict him. They're trying to convict him, and they want him in jail. That's what they're really trying to do. But again, that's going to backfire on them too if they are able to pull it off. So Trump right now, he's posted $175 million in New York civil fraud case. And he put this out on Truth. He said the following, I had to pay New York State in order to appeal a corrupt decision by a biased, crooked, and highly overturned judge. It's supposed to be the other way around. You appeal before you pay. Is a crooked New York judge allowed to make you pay for the privilege of appealing a wrongful and corrupt decision? Not in America. But again, people now are seeing it. They're seeing the tyrannical government. They're seeing the corrupt. They're seeing the criminals. Just like you're seeing the criminals in New York once again with D.A. Bragg, with Judge Merchan. Because again, information's coming out about his daughter, and he doesn't like it. So what he's doing is he's going to expand Trump's gag order, barring him from making public statements about the judge or D.A. Bragg's family. Julie Kelly says the following: Merchan is conflicted all over the place and should recuse. He wants a gag order to prevent Trump from exposing his daughter's lucrative contracts with Democrats, including someone tied to a key witness at the trial. Lara Loomer put this out and pretty much lays it out. She says the following: Lauren Merchan's mother and Judge Merchan's wife work for the Trump-hating New York Attorney General Letitia James. Now that Judge Merchan has expanded the gag order tonight on Trump, preventing him from speaking about the judge's family after I exposed Lauren Merchan, it's time for me to introduce you all to Lauren Merchan's mother. Meet Lara Merchan. Lara Merchan is the mother of a radical leftist political operative, Lauren Merchan, whose father is Judge Juan Merchan, the rabid TDS suffering judge presiding over Alvin Bragg's lawfare attack against Trump, was a special assistant attorney general under New York Attorney General Letitia James. Another major conflict of interest: Lara Merchan was employed by the New York State Attorney General from 2009 to 2022. Letitia James was installed into office in 2019 after running on a campaign to get Trump. I wonder if they ever met. Do you think they all go on family date nights to the voodoo shops in Chelsea, New York, to put pins into Trump dolls? I think about that sometimes. Receipts. I have provided a copy of Judge Merchan's mortgage satisfaction document to prove that he and Lara are or were married. That's very interesting. And Mike Davis says the following about Merchan. Says, putting a gag order on a criminal defendant is a clear violation of his constitutional rights. This Democrat judge won't let the law get in his way of his partisan pursuit of Trump. Why doesn't he want the public to know his adult daughter might be profiting from this trial? Isn't that interesting? Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: I was just informed that another corrupt New York judge, Juan Merchan, gagged me so that I cannot talk about the corruption and conflicts taking place in his courtroom with respect to a case that everyone, including the DA, felt should never have been brought. They can talk about me, but I can't talk about them. That sounds fair, doesn't it? This judge should be recused and the case should be thrown out. There has virtually never been a more conflicted judge than this one. Election interference at its worst. But you can see everything that they put into place is not working. I mean, Mark Elias, it looks like he's the mastermind of most of this. And everything he tries to do where he's attacking Trump, it seems to fail every step of the way. And what's very interesting is that Trump decided to retruth Brian Cate's article about Mark Elias. And this is what Brian says. A week ago, I wrote an article about Mark Elias and the lawfare against Trump failing. Today, it got reposted by Trump. Top Democrat lawyer Mark Elias, the party's go-to guy for rigging and stealing elections, has every reason to be scared. And let me just read a part of the article and why he's scared. If you cannot see the opponent you are fighting with any accuracy, then the strategies you'll end up deploying against them will fail. Also, you'll not accurately predict or see your opponent's moves against you. This inability to see Trump's accurately or understand what counter moves would be made has led to this present situation where the outrageous over-the-top civil judgments against him in New York City generated massive support and sympathy for Trump at the blatant unfairness of the ruling. And yes, this will continue as time goes on, because every time they try to attack Trump, it's not going to work in their favor, and the people see him as the victim. They see that these cases are all hoaxes, and the people see election interference. They see the victim being attacked every step of the way. They see Biden attacking his political opponent. That's what the people see, and it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. So if Biden is losing and the people are seeing him lose every step of the way, do you think the people are going to vote for him? Do you think the people are going to say, this is the guy that we need? Actually, most of the people think that he's probably going to die in his second term, or he'll have dementia and he won't be able to function, which means Kamala Harris will be then president. So there was a poll from Mail Online found that just 38% of likely voters are confident that Biden would still be alive at the end of the second term. 33% are not confident he'll make it. So the people are looking at this situation saying, yeah, this doesn't look good whatsoever. And it looks like Biden's not going to be able to make it, which means as the economy breaks apart, as we get closer and closer to war, as people see Biden trip up the stairs, lose his mind, you think the people are going to be like, yeah, this is the guy. This is it. Even the D's, they're going to go, you know something? This is not the guy. And this is why they're going to have to bring in a change of batter. Actually, when you look at Wisconsin and Patriots Are Control, put this out on X, when Wisconsin Democrats have organized a group to vote uninstructed against Joe Biden in today's primary due to his handling of the Gaza situation. So how is the establishment going to sell 81 million votes this time when Biden doesn't even have the support of his own base? You think he's going to have the support of the base when the economy starts to really break down? I mean, that's why they had the bridge event, because they're going to try to shift this away from Biden. But the people already know that the economy is breaking down because of Biden. In the end, this is going to fail big time. And today we have Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, Wisconsin. They're going to get their say in the presidential primaries. Who are they going to pick? This is going to be very, very interesting. I do believe they're going to pick Trump, and I do believe we know that they're going to pick Biden. So I do believe these two individuals, they are going to go up against each other until something happens to Biden and they have a change of batter. But you can see every step of the way, more and more evidence is pouring out that there was election fraud in 2020. Kanako the Great put this out and said, Mark Wingate, a Fulton County Elections Board member, testifies that he voted against certified in the 2020 election because the county did not verify the signatures on 147,000 mail-in ballots. I asked, what did we do for signature verification? And the comment I got back frankly floored me. We didn't do any. Additionally, the county could not provide any chain of custody documentation or surveillance footage for mail-in ballots or drop boxes. I had other board members that had requested and obtained the chain of custody documentation from the department, and none of that was ever delivered. There was never any surveillance tape, an inch of footage delivered to the board. He also says there was a problem with the voter registration rolls that still exist in Fulton County. So if we don't have the chain of custody, if we don't have this information, the election should be called off and reversed, and we have to take it again with paper ballots. Because how is this a certified election if there's no information on the election? It makes no sense. What happens if you had a recount? This doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And this shows you how bad the election fraud is. George put this out and said, New Mexico federal judge has issued a 300-page ruling in favor of election integrity activists who argued that the state violated federal law by refusing to provide election records. The judge also awarded attorney fees to the Patriots. Secretary Oliver and the Attorney General violated the public inspection provision by refusing to timely produce voter data in response to voter referenced February 2022 and May 2022 voter data requests. Voter reference is entitled to a reasonable attorney's fees, litigation expenses, and costs accrued in this prosecution of claims made under the National Voter Registration Act. So once again, if they can't produce any information, the election cannot be certified. And we should have that information right there. But again, if you're cheating in the election, what are you going to do? You're going to hide that information or destroy that information. And it looks like that's exactly what they've been doing. We see it out in Arizona. We see it out in Georgia. We see it in Pennsylvania and many other states. It's all the same. The same exact pattern. And once again, the people have the right to see the results. They have the right to see the signatures. They have the right to see it all. Because this is the people's election. It's not the deep state election. This is why we can't use their system. This is why the deep state cannot be in charge of the election, which means we need a way to get out of their system. But we know as we approach the presidential election, the deep state players, most likely they're going to use certain tactics to try to build up their candidate. Can they build Biden up enough? I don't think so. I think his poll number is going to drop like crazy. And I think the poll numbers that they're putting out there right now, where they're bringing in Michelle Obama, I do believe this, they're already setting it up. Oh, look, she can be a candidate. It's no problem here. They can't make it look like she's way above. That would look ridiculous right now. She's not even running. And I do believe they're saving probably Taylor Swift for the right moment. Now, either she's going to endorse Biden and that's going to switch over to Michelle Obama, or they're going to wait for Michelle Obama and Taylor Swift is going to then endorse Michelle Obama to give her that boost. But I do believe Trump, he might already have something or someone to counter all of this, because he put this out on Truth. He said the following: Musk may endorse a 2024 candidate in the final stretch. And this was during the interview with Don Lemon. So do you think Elon, in the end, if he sees Taylor Swift endorse Michelle Obama, do you think he's going to come out and then endorse Trump and say, this is the guy? Remember, he has millions and millions of people following him. This would be very, very interesting. And this means that Trump would counter the deep state's election strategy. Very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, they're putting out movies because they like to tell us what they're going to do. Just like we saw in the beginning scene of Leave the World Behind, the cargo ship was cyber attacked. I think it was called the White Lion, which was the first slave ship. It ran aground. Then, just a couple days ago, we had a cargo ship that was hit by something. The power went out and it ran into the bridge. And it just so happened to be the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which was the guy who created the national anthem. I mean, was that a message? Absolutely. But during the movie, there was a sonic attack after the cyber attack. And you could hear it and people would double over and they would feel pain. Now, there's also information that there was something like this in Havana and it affected the soldiers there. And CBS News, 60 Minutes, they ran a segment that sought to blame the Havana syndrome illness, which largely occurred during the Trump administration, on Russia. That's interesting. Are they projecting what they're planning to do? Because it's very interesting that they decided to run this piece and we're approaching the presidential election. So the Havana syndrome remains a lingering mystery in many minds, despite the unclassified U.S. intelligence review published last year that concluded it was very unlikely to be the result of hostile foreign actions. You think this is a weapon of the deep state players? Most likely. But Paul Sperry says the following: the lawyer who pushed to 60 Minutes the story Russia's behind the debunked Havana syndrome is the same anti-Trump Dem lawyer who repped the anonymous impeachment whistleblower Erica Cherumella. Mark Zaid is now repping anonymous FBI official accusing Russia of attacks. So basically, are they setting the narrative? Are they setting all of this up and telling people right now on 60 Minutes that Russia is responsible for this? Because think about what's happening. The presidential election is approaching. All of a sudden, we have a cargo ship. It was hit by something. The power went out, crashed into the bridge. Now, all of a sudden, they're bringing this Havana syndrome into focus, blaming it on Russia. Will this be the attack on America? Will there be a cyber attack? And then will there be this sonic attack on the American people? Or will there be a sonic attack on the American people first? So this way they can broadcast out there that Russia is doing it. They have the ability to do this and they could show the people in different towns doubling over. And then we have a cyber attack and then blame it all on Russia. It looks like they're definitely projecting something out there. And remember, in this month, they have a movie coming out called Civil War. This is what they really want in the end. And yes, with the insurgency, they're going to try to push the Civil War. But again, you have to remember, Trump, this entire time, he is building the counterinsurgency. He has the military. He just needs the people on his side. And once he has all the people, and yes, that includes the D's, the counterinsurgency is then complete. And no, the people aren't going to be fighting each other. The people are going to be united against the common enemy. That's what the counterinsurgency is. I mean, will he get 100% of the people? No. He'll probably get probably anywhere from 90 to 95% of the people. The rest of the people, they'll be lost. We'll have to explain it to them later on. But you have to remember what the deep state is doing. They're trying to make this country a third world nation. They're trying to get rid of the Constitution. This is what Trump and the Patriots have been showing the people. They're allowing the deep state to do what they do best. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? They're trying to make this country into a third world nation. That's why Trump continually says it. He put this out on Truth. He said the following: under crooked Joe Biden, we have become a third world nation. Our borders are gone. Our legal system is weaponized. Our elections are corrupt. It doesn't get any worse than that. MAGA 2024. Absolutely. And I want to go back to a couple posts. And since he put this out at 8:10 in the morning, I want to go back to February 22nd, 2018. And post 8:10, it says, how do you break up something this big? What happens if low, mid, senior, non-corrupt patriots learn they were sold out? What happens? Who is waiting with open arms with a plan to reorg under a single entity with a direct OS by trusted patriots? Who are trusted patriots who understand intel collection? Would that be the military? Interesting. Post 992, April 3rd, 2018. Drops will go fast. White House clean. Marker. Everything is planned. Years. Message. Unity. Awakening. We fight. Lexington. Concord. Stay together. Absolutely. We've been told that this was going to take a long time. A counterinsurgency takes a while. You need to wake the people up. The people need to see the system. And the people are seeing the system. You can see out in Chicago, New York, they're actually calling the people criminals. The tyrannical government, they're calling them criminals. And the criminals are letting in criminals. The people are getting it. They're understanding. And as time goes on and the system breaks down and people see it, the people see the economy break down, the people see us going to war, the people see events, the people see what Biden, what Obama, what the deep state wants to do, where they want to bring us to war, this is when people are going to push back in the end, because they're all going to hit the precipice one way or another. People have already hit the precipice, but a lot more are going to hit it when all of this comes down around them, which means Trump will finally have the counterinsurgency and will be able to go up against the deep state as soon as everyone votes for Trump. And I do believe the only way to do this is to not use their system. Yeah, we probably can use it and overwhelm it, but I do believe for some reason Trump really wants to win and shove it in their face saying, look, I got it all. I got the people. I got the electoral count, and I just didn't win by a small margin. I brought the freight train and I just rammed it into you. And look how much I won by. I do believe all this is going to happen one way or another. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22 VPN.